This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Everything sinks all out of the cupboard. It was scary. It felt way bigger than a 6.4.
Wow, so an earthquake rocks Southern California. It wasn't the fireworks. It was the real deal. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, and welcome to a holiday weekend as I swing you into it. At least four large aftershocks, they say, have been recorded after a 6.4 earthquake, in the magnitude of it anyway, hit about 150 miles from Los Angeles. I know we have listeners in that area, and I know that there's people from the KCAA radio, fabulous listenership, that have reached out to me to say, you know, it's okay. Because when you see that, you know, you get in that 6.4 range and then you wonder the direction. More than 400 small earthquakes rattled Southern California in June, but this is a much different kind of feel. And so people that are from California know what that's like. I lived in California. I experienced one of those, and I wasn't anywhere near the epicenter, and I felt it. So the epicenter was about 60 miles north-northwest of Barstow. The National Weather Service, by the way, tweeted that the earthquake was felt actually in Las Vegas, and saying that there wasn't a lot of significant reports of damage. Los Angeles International Airport said no damage was reported on runways, and operations were normal. So this happened on Thursday, July 4th at about 10:33. And people reported, you know, chandeliers swinging and floors rippling and that kind of thing. And I think it's always scary when that happens. And as I mentioned, when I lived in Southern California, I experienced it. And being from the Northeast and having lived in lots of other places, there was nothing like it. I mean, nothing like it. So 4th of July, and as I said, this weekend is so big. People are out on the roads, they're getting to where they're going, watching fireworks, all that kind of stuff. One thing that's happening for people in New Jersey is the watchful eye of a great white. There is a great white shark named Miss May, and she is swimming near New Jersey, 10 feet, 800 pounds. 800 pounds, right? So this is the Independence Day weekend. Luckily, she's tagged, and they know that she's there. They're following her. And, you know, we've certainly seen what's happened. Two people bitten off North Carolina's coast last month. Shark showing up at Cape Cod, Massachusetts, Daytona Beach. So there's not necessarily panic, but it does remind you of Jaws in, you know, that 1975 movie. And I think there's some people that have a little bit of trepidation. There's a place called the Florida Museum where they record shark attacks, sharks, that kind of thing, and they say the odds of being killed by a shark are 1 in 3,748,067. Still, when you hear that, it does, you know, make you wonder, especially if you have young kids and you're going in. So I think some people are playing it safe, so to speak. And I used to swim in these waters that we're talking about, Cape May, etc. And it's funny, but or maybe not funny. You know, I was just worried about jellyfish, my brother and I, because man-o-wars and all that stuff and seeing jellyfish. But really, you didn't think about sharks. You just didn't think sharks were going to be in the New Jersey shore waters. But sure enough, we've seen that they can pop up in lots and lots of different places. Hey, so Joey Chestnut, we'll let you hear what he had to say coming up in our next segment. But Joey Chestnut, I'm going to throw this out right at the top because, you know, 40,000 people go and watch the hot dog eating contest at Coney Island, which is so crazy. But he wins his fourth straight title. I don't know how this guy does it. Put away 71 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. How many hot dogs did you eat? How many hot dogs are you going to eat throughout the whole weekend? And it's, you know, the 12th time overall and fourth year in a row at Coney Island that they've held this thing. And he just crushed the field. I mean, a 21-dog margin. That was his victory. And I don't know. again, I have no idea how people do it. I know that there's techniques, and we've talked about that before, and I've actually talked to Joey Chestnut. It's been a long time, and he has his technique down. There's no question about that. But oh my, wow, absolutely insane to think about that. Just absolutely insane. All right, something that's going on across the pond. They don't care about 4th of July, you can imagine, the Brits, but they do care about Wimbledon, and it's interesting because you had over at Wimbledon, you had the Duchess, Meghan, watching Serena as, you know, she rolls through her set. She beat an 18-year-old, 2-6, 6-2, 6-4. And it looked like she had some sort of, because they kept showing her on screen, and this is radio, so think about it. She had a son, and his name is Archie, and she had a necklace with an A around it. But she was there in the royal box watching, and of course, she's going to garner a lot of attention, and this is a big day, actually. It's funny because it's our Independence Day, and of course, Independence Day from the Brits, but you think of Wimbledon, and some of the Americans, like Serena, are doing quite well, okay? Let's put it that way. Something that's not doing quite well, and I'm going to throw this out here because this is a holiday weekend and people, you know, hit the alcohol, hopefully gently, and they're not driving. But I saw this story about a Jim Beam warehouse that caught fire earlier in the week, and firefighters had a hard time putting out the debris because of the alcohol. So this is a warehouse. I know we have listeners in Kentucky, in Versailles, Kentucky, and it happened at like 11:30 at night. They had 40 firefighters from 5 counties who had to help on this one because the second warehouse also caught fire. There was 45,000 barrels of what they say was relatively young whiskey that was there. I mean, the key thing is that nobody was injured in what happened there because the fire was tremendous. When you think of that amount of firefighters and they're investigating, they say, you know, the fire had been way too big and hot to get a fire investigator near it. And even on Wednesday, you still had the fire going. And you talk about the barrels that were lost in this. And, you know, it's interesting. I remember a story last year about 18,000 barrels of bourbon that were lost when a warehouse in Bardstown, Kentucky, collapsed during building work. And the bourbon runoff actually killed like 1,000 fish in some of the water nearby. And I just remember that story. Someone caught my eye when somebody was talking about it, and I looked at the fire. And like I said, I know that we've got some great listeners out there, and this was captivating the people because they were concerned about the firefighters and what caused it and all that sort of stuff, you know, in between. But again, the big story is this 6.4 earthquake that rattled Southern California. You know, when you live in California, the one thing that they always talk about, they being in the people in your neighborhood, even if they're Californians, or it comes up every once in a while when someone's looking for a story to talk about and there's an earthquake someplace else in the world, when is the big one going to hit L.A.? But it was about 150 miles north of Los Angeles, so north of Los Angeles. And it was felt, though, in central L.A. It's that kind of rolling quake, buildings sort of rock back and forth for a couple of seconds, and it's frightening when you feel it. It is. I felt that way because I had really no idea what to expect. Now, the one good thing is a tsunami is not expected, and there have been at least 25 aftershocks. That's always a little bit freaky, too. And again, the epicenter was about 60 miles northwest of Barstow. Stay through. Joey Chestnut, what did he have to say about his win? That's coming up on the flip side.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Yeah, I came out fast, and then I slowed down faster than I would have liked. My pace, I tried to adjust, you need to try to chew more, make it easier on my throat to swallow them, but I was just slowing down. I don't know if it was the heat or what. I still love the con. I love pushing myself on this stage, and I'll be back.
So once again, hats off to Joey Chestnut as we're here on this holiday weekend. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, welcome to my show. Thanks for joining us. And I'll tell you what, I don't know how he does it. I said this in the previous segment. He inhales those buns and those hot dogs. He walks away with a big trophy and a big check, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and this guy just comes back for, you know, more. And you see people in the crowd. They have their hot dog hats on, and they're going crazy, and they're snapping shots of it. And, you know, he ate 71 hot dogs in the win. And he said, as you heard there, he was hoping to actually even break his own world record of 74 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Can you imagine? 10 minutes. I'm lucky if I can eat, you know, I don't know, 2 hot dogs. I'm serious. It's crazy, especially thinking the buns and all of that. And to me, it's just so amazing how big this has become and what a piece of Americana it has become. It's just that tradition on 4th of July just shows you, you come up with a brilliant idea and enough people get on board with it and just, it takes off. And this really took off almost from the beginning, but now it's become such an event, televised. I've mentioned this before on ESPN. People actually handicapping it, insane, isn't it? And the other big story is the story that we've been talking about, and that's an earthquake that was felt in Los Angeles and Las Vegas, the magnitude 6.4, and it wasn't centered right in L.A., but it was felt there. It was felt more than 250 miles northeast of L.A., so all over social media, photos are showing up, debris from shelves in certain areas where things flew off, and there were a couple of different incidents, structure fires in around the city of Ridgecrest. The urban search and rescue teams are there looking around in San Bernardino County, east of the epicenter, buildings and roads, various degrees of damage. damage, you know, nothing that is catastrophic, but still, you never know. It's all about checking out the areas and making sure something hasn't happened that you just didn't see. You know, filmmaker Ava DuVernay tweeted out that she had lived in Los Angeles all her life, and it was the longest earthquake she ever experienced. DuVernay, rather. And she said it wasn't jerky, it was smooth and rolling, but it was long. So she said, boy, you know, right away, this is what people say, is this the big one? And I thought it was interesting because she said, she tweeted this out, and she said, respect Mother Nature, she's the boss. And boy, isn't that the truth? She is the boss, Mother Nature, that's for sure. So I know some of you are listening to me in California. Whoa, hang on to your hats, right? And it is frightening. I lived in California and outside of Santa Barbara, and I experienced that. Nothing like some of you have experienced, but it is really, really crazy when it happens, and it does shake you up, so to speak. Let's put it that way. Speaking of being shook up, there are a couple of other things that, you know, have happened over this, what now is, of course, a long weekend. And one of the things that happened is a shark showed up in New Jersey that's a really big shark, a great white shark, and off the coast of Cape May, they were concerned about that. But people were still swimming, and the shark was tagged, and May is the name of the shark. And I mentioned this at the top, too, but there was some reaction to this. I got actually an email this morning from Don, who said, hey, Kate, I finally take my family on vacation. We go to that Cape May area, and then we find out that there is a shark swimming around. I have to say, it rattled me a little bit, no matter how many eyes they put on it. So, yeah, there is something about it, right? There's something about a shark that, of course, would scare you. And I said this also, we didn't think so much about sharks. Ours was about, you know, we saw horseshoe crabs, and of course, what we worried about was jellyfish, not sharks. We thought that was for other places because we never heard of sharks occupying our waters, but it just goes to show you they are the creatures of the ocean, and they can pick and choose where they swim. I mean, that's, you know, that's it. On the other fronts, this is pretty interesting. The Betsy Ross flag flap over the shoes that Nike decided they were going to trash. They weren't going to issue the shoes with the Betsy Ross flag on it. You had all kinds of people tweeting out. It's like both sides, typical polarizing, right, in the U.S. You had people that would slant toward the Democratic side, the Republican side, or don't even slant in any direction. They just have something to say about the flag. They were tweeting out pictures of themselves with the Betsy Ross flag, and there were others that were tweeting out that it was offensive. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell jumped right into the controversy. He tweeted out a picture of the flag with the caption, Happy 4th of July. So, you know, the flag has been a flashpoint for controversy after the Nike decided to cancel, like I said, its decision to produce a shoe with a flag on it. And according to the Wall Street Journal, Colin Kaepernick had contacted Nike to explain that the flag had been appropriated as a symbol by some extremist groups, and that Kaepernick and others found it offensive. And so that's what happened. That's what it was about. And Senator Ted Cruz urged Americans to boycott Nike's products, said Nike had decided their shoes represent snide disdain for the American flag. So trending on Twitter, oh, it would be Betsy Ross, and it would be the flag. I will say this, I proudly am flying a flag in front of my home. I mentioned this a couple of different times. It's cool. The Boy Scouts put it out, and it's up and down my neighborhood. People in a voluntary HOA have pay a little bit, and they have the flags out on certain days. And since I grew up in the belly of liberty, it's always meant a big deal to me. My mother put out all kinds of flags in gardens and whatnot on Flag Day and et cetera. Because, you know, I said this before, it's funny about the Betsy Ross thing, but we walked by Betsy Ross's house many, many times when we would cross over the bridge, or Ben Franklin's grave, or, you know, where the Liberty Bell was, and Independence Hall, and whatnot. So the history in 1776 and all of that has always fascinated me, and it's been a big part of my life, I think. Not I think, I know, because being a lover of history, but also growing up in that area, really affected me, and thinking about what it means and what it was like, and having scores and scores the opportunity with this great career to interview so many people about what they knew about the war, and family histories going way, 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 way back. All right, something that I brought up the other day on the air was the gas prices on the 4th of July. And of course, 4th of July, lots of people are traveling the whole weekend. You're in the middle of your weekend, you're traveling, you've already arrived at your destination, you're going back, all that kind of stuff. So I got something here from Brian, who said, "Kate, I heard what you said about gas, and you're darn right, sister. I paid over $3 in California for gas the other day, and you know, we always have high gas, but it just sort of jumped up all of a sudden. It slid up. Well, of course, because you're the captive audience. You know, you're getting gas on the holiday, you're traveling around. So the historic high, though, was July 17th, 2008. I remember it. I remember when people started talking about just running errands in batches, getting bicycles, using the lanes, the you know, stuffing people in the car, etc. So it got up to $4.11. That was the national average. Remember that back in 2008. And of course, 2008 was rough anyway, because market crash, all that kind of stuff. Of the world's oil supply, and then you think of OPEC and the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, a cartel that coordinates, you know, to influence the market for oil, and they extend oil production cuts, and of course that's all about propping up the prices. So that's what you're going to see that happens there. And the number of people that are driving on the holiday, they say an all-time high, about 49 million people. So as you're out there, you know, traversing the different highways and rural areas, just be a little bit careful, because it is a holiday, and, you know, it's roads sometimes are more crowded and that kind of stuff. And not that I'm mothering anybody, I'm just telling you to just keep that watchful eye out. How's that? And how about our friends in California? 6.4 earthquake. My, oh my. All right, hang on the flip side, we'll meet you there with some really great stuff next.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In London, Britain's ambassador to the United States described the Trump administration as diplomatically clumsy and inept, and he said he doubted it would become substantially more normal, quoting to a leaked diplomatic cable published, quoting to a leaked diplomatic cable. The memo was one of several leaked documents published by the Mail newspaper in which Ambassador Kim Darroch made highly negative statements about the government of Britain's closest ally. He also said, "We don't believe this administration is going to become any more normal, less dysfunctional, less unpredictable, less faction-driven, less diplomatically clumsy, and less inept." When asked about the leaked cables, President Donald Trump told reporters that Darroch has not served the UK well. The United States and the UK enjoy what each other describe as a special relationship that has held strong since World War II. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Listen to the wind on the waters. Listen to the waves upon the shore.
Very excited to have a chance to talk to Lon Sefko. It's just amazing. Innovator, inventor, best-selling author. Think about this. 2017 Pulitzer Prize nominee, author of multiple, I said that, you know, the author thing, innovative best-selling books. I've read them, the social media Bible. I can't get enough of his stuff, and I'm thrilled he agreed to spend some time with us. I thought we'd talk about big brain, because he certainly has one. Lon, thanks for jumping on. We appreciate it.
Oh, how exciting it is to be here. Thank you for thinking of me.
I think the place to start, because there's a lot of roads that we could go down, but I want to talk about the fact that you developed the world's first voice recognition, voice synthesizing, pioneering home automation. I mean, this is brain, big brain stuff. So tell me about that, and how did you know you had really hit on to something spectacular as a person who is, you know, innovative and is an inventor?
Well, I knew I was onto something when it saved somebody's life. So I'm credited with the first computer to save a human life. It is Steve Jobs coined that phrase, and I thought it was pretty cool, so it kind of stuck with me. I did it really for fun back in the 70s, way back in the 70s when computers first came out. They had only been out for a couple of years, and I was playing with it, and I said, wouldn't it be cool if I could teach a computer to listen to me? And I did. And then I said, wow, how cool would it be if I can get it to talk to me? And then I did. And then I said, can I get it to turn on lights and appliances? So then I said, lamp on. Lamp would come on. Locked door. Television on. Radio off. Call mom. And that was back in the early 80s. And I worked with disabled people, and it started saving their lives, and I built a company around it.
Well, and that company took off like a shot. And, you know, when people think of voice recognition, who do we think of? There's a lot of people. You mentioned Steve Jobs, obviously. And, you know, you look at the archetypes for the Apple Newton and the first PDA. And, you know, as you said, you know, ultimately saving a life. But I think of Stephen Hawking, right?
Well, I actually went over to meet Stephen Hawking to help him with his disability over in Cambridge, and we didn't connect. He was called out of Cambridge at the very last minute. But my last customer that I got to work with was Christopher Reeve, Superman.
And we saw him in interviews. He wanted so desperately to be able to still reach people, and you obviously gave him the ability to do that. What was that like, the light bulb moment? You could see it in his eyes, right, when he was able to do that?
You know, that's the exciting thing, is to see people who have completely lost hope and wanted to die. A lot of disabled people that I worked with would have committed suicide if they could have moved their arms. But then after working with a system where they can, I had a woman without arms typing 48 words a minute. And when you see that, it's just so rewarding.
So when you do something, you know you're helping humans. You're making that connection through the computer and what you were able to do, how that innovation that you created. Where do you go from there? Because you have lots of inventions. In fact, 18 of your inventions are part of the permanent collection of the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. They even have 30,000 of your personal papers, so they were enthralled enough, and we've seen them. I can't tell you how many times I've been to the Smithsonian, and as you know, they're all housed in different buildings and broken down. But what is it? You just are motivated. You keep going. For all the people that are listening that want to kind of grab on to innovation, how do you do that?
Well, Thomas Edison once said that inspiration is 10% and perspiration is 90%. And I get inspired all of the time. I look around and see things and know how to make them better. I mean, I just get these ideas of how to put things together. And some ideas are, to be honest with you, pretty stupid. But some of them, I think, have merit. So I'll go out and I'll build it or make it or design it or write it. And then I'll test it and see what people think. And if they like it, I'll build a company around it, and next thing you know, it's kind of out there and it's successful.
Yeah. Where do you think we are with technology? Are we at the cutting edge of technology? Is it going to take off even more? Where are we?
Yeah, I have to say it's always going to take off. I thought in 1978 when the Apple first came out and the Commodore was out there and the Osborne for your older audience, I thought we were on the cutting edge of technology. It was amazing what we were doing with computers. And that was 40 years ago, and look at what we're doing now. The most powerful computer, 1978, is probably represents about 3 or 4% of the smartphone that we have in our pocket. So it's going to continue, and it's going to continue at a faster and faster rate. And that's going to make it difficult for us to kind of keep up with. Artificial intelligence is going to become a major part of our life. And I'm proud to say that I was one of the pioneers in voice recognition and voice synthesizing. Of course, we have Siri and Alexa and all the other, the girl in our box in the car that gives us directions. So that technology is here, and it's just going to get more and more sophisticated.
So, in other words, you better jump on, right? Especially we've got a lot of speakers and trainers listening to us, and I don't think you can afford, and you could address this better than me, to say, I just don't do that. I don't do that. I have just handouts, and I can't work with technology.
And I hear that all the time. I mean, it was really funny. My wife just absolutely refused to get a smartphone, and she only got her first iPhone when they stopped manufacturing flip phones. So it's inevitable. It's here, and people fought computers. They fought email. They fought the internet. They fought social media. And if you're going to be in business, if you're going to communicate with other human beings, you have to embrace this technology. It's here, and it's here to stay. So learn it. It's not that bad. People are just afraid because it's something new. But once you turn the light on, all the monsters disappear out of the closet. It's actually easy, and it's fun.
I like that. It's easy and it's fun. One of the things that you also do besides make these incredible inventions and set the world on fire with innovation, in your spare time when you're speaking, you know, you're a renowned international speaker. There's no question about that. You teach some of the world's biggest companies, household names that we know, how to harness innovative thinking. What are some of the key elements of what you have discovered really work for you when you're trying to make that breakthrough moment for these companies?
I love teaching innovative thinking. It's what I used to teach before I wrote the social media Bible. So it's kind of my foundation. I was asked by a speakers bureau in 2001. They said, "You're the most innovative person I've ever met. Can you make a keynote or even a whole day training?" And I answered, "Well, yeah, of course. I do innovation all the time." 3 years later, I still hadn't figured it out. They needed a process. And they actually turned it into a process. It's something I call the three C's. The secret to innovation is to study everything around you if you're trying to solve a problem. Look at it from every different angle, every industry. Don't just look at your own industry. If there was a solution, someone would have already figured it out. Henry Ford discovered how to create an assembly line. It changed manufacturing forever. And it gave us the opportunity to make less expensive products, like the car. But he learned it one afternoon, sitting under a tree on a potato farm. He was watching the potatoes go up the conveyor belt and drop into the truck. And he said, "Wait a minute, if I can change out the potatoes for cars, I got something here." And he reduced the price of the car to about $500, and he was making millions of them. So sometimes the solutions are right in front of you. And then give your brain an opportunity to communicate those solutions. Turn off the background noise. You don't have to get in the car and blast your iPhone. Just listen to your own brain, because it's amazing how many good ideas you have in there. You hear them in the shower. You hear them when you are exercising, when you're walking or jogging. You get them at night when you're sleeping. So just listen to yourself.
We started talking about technology, but ironically, turn off the technology to let your brain just kind of marinate with those ideas. I love that, Lon.
That's true. So true.
So as you said, you also have one of the books I mentioned, the Social Media Bible, and I think there's a lot of confusion over social media. I mean, I'll admit this. People will say, you have to do everything. You've got to get a zillion people on Instagram, and then, oh my gosh, what are your numbers on Twitter? For goodness sake, look at the President Trump and how many numbers he has on Twitter. And what about Facebook? And I think we become overwhelmed by social media. How do we tame that lion?
That's a big problem for everybody. I mean, not only personally, how do you keep in touch with everybody on every platform? Even for you, getting to your listeners and finding where they are. Every company worldwide, which is why I teach on digital communications worldwide, because everyone is faced with the same problem. First of all, there's too much content. There's too much information coming at us from every single angle. So we're getting desensitized to marketing, to advertising, to tweets, to posts. Everybody's talking, nobody's listening. That's the first problem. But what you said was absolutely true. We do kind of have a responsibility, especially if we're in business, to monitor and to communicate on every single platform. The reason is we don't know where the critical mass is. We don't know if your listeners prefer Facebook over Twitter, or they like LinkedIn or Instagram. So you got to kind of be there. You got to test it. You got to see where they are. And then after you test it and get some numbers, you can kind of cut back on some of the platforms that aren't giving you the best rate of return on investment and focus on the ones where the majority of your customers are.
Yeah, great advice. Parting shot. So as we talk about technology, letting your brain have a chance to think creatively, to come up with whatever the next great best speech is or product or whatever it is that you might be doing, what would you like to see happen in the near future when it comes to innovation?
I want everybody to become more innovative. I want everybody to believe that they are innovators. Everybody comes up with great ideas. Think of the number of great ideas that you come up with in your lifetime. And if you could just figure out what that process is, like riding a bike, playing a piano, and you just practice it just a little bit, and you were able to come up with really award-winning ideas once a month, once a week, maybe even once a day, how would that change your life? How would that change the world? America, I mean, that's what made this the greatest country in the world for centuries. because we are innovators. We are constantly pushing the boundaries, breaking through that envelope. And I want everybody to continue to do that. Just be as innovative as possible, because we all have it in us. We just have to know how to do it, and we get to practice.
Lon Sefko, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
So thrilled to welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime, Steve Forbes. Does he need an introduction? No. Are you kidding? I have to tell him this right at the start. One of the first magazines, Steve, that I got when I was a kid, you talked about what your father did to teach you about business. Well, what my grandfather did was he handed me a Forbes magazine when I think I was about 8 years old. So thrilled to have you on with us.
Well, good to be with you, and I'm glad you had such a wise grandfather. And obviously, reading Forbes, you look like a very bright person.
Thank you, Sierra.
I will vouch for her as well.
Yes, thank you very much. So I heard you speak today, and we were talking about what's on everybody's mind, of course, the tax bill. And you talked about how arduous it was, so many pages, et cetera, et cetera. But you also talked about that this is a good first step. And I'm kind of taking a shortcut here and paraphrasing what you said. But explain that to the listeners.
Well, it looked like the proverbial making of the sausage, not a very edifying sight, but the bill overall does more good than harm. Finally gets our tax rates on businesses back to where the rest of the world is, which will make us very competitive again, get more investment, which is how you get a higher standard of living. On the personal side, they could have done it better. I think they will in a couple of years. I see this as a down payment, not the be-all, end-all on tax bills. So see it as the first step of many to come.
And always you've been a big advocate for a flat tax, and I have to say I've read so much and listened to you speak about it, and you've certainly converted me. Do you think we will ever see a flat tax?
I think in several years the answer is yes, as it becomes clear that this current tax code just gets more and more complex, more and more corrupt, more and more of a burden on people, and people will see when you reduce the burden, not only of the tax rates themselves, but also the compliance costs, they'll say, we should have done this a long time ago.
Are there things we should be doing as citizens and as business owners, beyond just calling our Congress people to help move it towards a flat tax? Do you think that there's action
The
we
key
can
thing
take?
Is with your social networks is to get them to also get in contact with their representatives, ask questions, and make it very clear this is an issue that is bubbling among the people. And eventually our leaders, so-called, will get the message.
Right now, what would you say, and you talked about this a little bit, weaved it in and out of what you spoke about at the summit, but talking about the state of Republicans and, of course, coming up the midterms, et cetera, is it going to be abysmal for Republicans, or what do you think?
Well, the economy will help in most of the country. I think taking away state and local deductions the way they did it will hurt Republicans. And there are some left in blue states like in New York, New Jersey, and California. So they did themselves unnecessary harm by the way they did this. But the key thing, too, is that people are so focused on Trump's style rather than the substance. And so they got to get back to the substance, and then I think they've got a good shot.
Kate and I are here at the Authority Summit in Charleston, South Carolina. We're with Steve Forbes. This is Forbes Books at Bedtime. It's such a great thrill to have you with us, Mr. Forbes. I am wondering if you think we could have reached this point of tax reform sooner had there been a Republican in office in the last four or the last 8 years.
The answer is yes, but we can't ignore the fact that we've had Republican presidents who have not pushed major changes in the tax code. So I blame Democrats, but also Republicans for being too timid. So this is no place for cowardly lions. We need roaring lions, and I think we're finally getting a bit of that back.
I'd be remiss not to ask you this because, Steve, I get asked this all the time. What do I think of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies? What do you think of cryptocurrencies?
The way cryptocurrencies work today is that they're not money. When you have something that fluctuates in value, it can't be money. If you got paid in Bitcoin as a worker, that would be great, but your employer would go out of business. If you had a house with a mortgage of $350,000 in Bitcoin 4 or 5 years ago, you'd owe the bank today $49 million. So it's not going to work. The promise of these cryptocurrencies, until they make it stable, they won't be money, but they are developing the technology that will radically simplify the whole payment system and it'll be a great boon for the consumer. So it's the tech side rather than the money side.
We are here at the Authority Summit. It's authority-summit.com. We're with Steve Forbes. This is Forbes Books and Forbes Books Radio. This is Forbes Books at Bedtime. I want to ask you about this notion of authority, because many people are thinking, oh, what a bold new idea, and yet I tend to think that the idea of authority to a Forbes has been around for about 100 years.
Well, authority comes from people believing you're offering something that is good for them or you know what you're talking about. So that's why we're working on the book side. It's a way of establishing establishing your authority, that you have an expertise in a certain area and are worth paying attention to.
On that note, I want to say it's been a pleasure doing a Forbes book. My book, Deal With Your Own Destiny, Steve, comes out in March, so thank you so much for that. The connection just to your name has been tremendous, and bringing it back to when I was a kid, again, what a thrill.
Well, thank you, Kate, and I look forward to the introduction formally in March of your great new book. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Steve.
Wow, just terrific to get a chance to catch up with Steve Forbes. You think about his background, back in the 80s, President Ronald Reagan appointed him as the head of the Board of International Broadcasting. And he also, in his storied history, helped Christine Todd Whitman's plan for a 30% cut in New Jersey's income tax over 3 years. And it was really her major boost in her win over the incumbent governor, James Florio. And then, of course, he entered into the Republican primaries for the president of the United States back in 1996 and 2000. And primarily, it's what I talked to him about there, running a campaign to establish a flat tax. He also, at the time, if you remember, because so much was being discussed then about this, and of course still is, he also supported the idea of reintroducing the 4.5% mortgages and term limits as well in 96. It's interesting, when he ran for prez those two times, he sold a little bit of Forbes, Inc. voting shares to other family members to help finance that run, because you know how much it costs. We've talked about it. It's crazy how much it costs to run for president. Even now, so much more than then. And you know what? He had some popular ideas. I really remember liking some of what he had to say when he was running, but he didn't come too close to the Republican nomination, although he did win the Arizona and Delaware primaries in the 90s, if you remember that. And he supported, besides flat tax, free trade, health savings accounts. That's another thing that he talked about a lot. And also allowing people, we talk about Social Security payroll taxes, allowing people to opt out 75% of Social Security payroll taxes into personal retirement accounts. There was conversation about what's going to happen, and there still is that conversation. But to me, the flat tax. I love the whole flat tax plan, and I said it there. He really convinced me about that, because I remember him talking about a flat tax of 17% on all personal and corporate earned income. So unearned income, like pensions, inheritances, savings, etc., would be exempt. But he supported keeping the first 33,000 of income exempt from that, too. So pretty interesting. I don't know. I thought he was really on to something. And I think there are a lot of people that embrace the idea of a flat tax. And I don't know if we'll see it in my lifetime. I mean, who knows how the span of my life. But I do think that that's going to come back around again. I really do, because of the frustrations, of the struggle over what's happening with taxes, even still, in taking the ball and moving it a step forward, I believe that eventually what happens, the benefits of the flat tax, I think, outweigh some of what people are still trying desperately to cling to. So, again, just amazing to have a chance to spend some time with Steve Forbes and listen to him and listen to his funny, he's a very witty guy. Listen to some of his stories about his father, Malcolm, and what he did to really teach them about business when they were kids and what that was like. And just his sort of zest, I think, or excitement over business and where business is headed. And certainly you can see that when you see him on television, which every week he's on TV, he's always talking to Neil Cavuto. And I got that real sense that he loves doing that, and he loves the flat tax. And I agree. Again, what a thrill. Steve Forbes.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.